What's up, guys? Welcome to the Social Bamboo Podcast, teaching only the fastest and most sustainable social media growth strategies out there. I'm your host, Derek Vidal, and on today's episode, we're talking about how to gain over 1,000 followers over the next couple weeks of targeted customers. Yes, we're doing it in 2021. Yes, it doesn't matter what the hell happens with the algorithm. It doesn't matter if Instagram gets rid of hashtags. It doesn't matter if they get rid of geotags. It doesn't matter if they get rid of Explore page or Reels. It does not matter at all. This strategy is evergreen. It is applicable at all times. And in fact, it doesn't even matter if Instagram gets completely deleted and we need to move over to TikTok. This strategy still works the same. It has worked for decades and it is the most proven way to gain targeted followers. So if I don't already have your attention already, God damn it. Give it to me because this is going to be an awesome episode for your business. This is going to be especially applicable for those businesses out there that need more emails. You need more Instagram followers. You need more Facebook page likers. You need more YouTube subscribers. You need more TikTok followers. You need to know more information about your customers. And of course, you need sales. If you need all of those things, I'm going to teach you how to accomplish literally all of those things within 2 to 4 weeks if you give me your undivided attention, because this is a strategy that I'm most known for teaching. And on this podcast episode, I'm going to lay it out in the simplest, most effective way that I ever have, because this is something I've taught for a long time now. And I've also figured out all the wrong ways to teach it and all the right ways to teach it. So this is going to be the most updated information that I've ever given you around this topic. For those of you who have been listening to me for a long time, you may have heard something about it, but I guarantee it's never going to be as clear to you as it is in this episode. Now, the thing that I want to talk about first, though, is how most businesses are trying to get started and why it's costing them a ton of money. A lot of businesses that are in the position saying, look, we need to scale now, or you're not even in a position where you're not even getting sales, but you want to start getting sales, you want to start pursuing a following, and you're ready to spend money on paid advertising to get it. A lot of companies go out there and they just go try to sell their product right away. So if I am trying to sell a water bottle, I am making all these ads about, oh, this water bottle keeps your water cold for 12 hours and it stores easily in any cup holder and you can get this deal and it comes in all of these colors. And I'm trying to sell my water bottle through these ads. Now, let me ask you guys a question. When you buy something through Facebook or Instagram, how many times do you typically have to see the ad before you buy it? The answer is typically over 10 times. And for a long time now, the marketing rule of 7 has been the main thing that people say, oh yeah, they need to see it at least 7 times before people buy. But nowadays, especially with social media marketing, when the posts that are around your advertisement are their best friend and the favorite influencer that they follow, it's just hard to get their attention. Also because they are in their leisure time, right? When they're on Facebook or Instagram, they are looking to be entertained. So naturally they are a little bit more weary to engage with ads. And it's just very easy for them to scroll past it. So usually it takes about 10 to 15 times when someone sees an ad of you trying to sell them your product before they buy. Now, here's the issue with this. It's not just the one ad. When you're actually buying something, it's usually that company hitting you with multiple different ad angles before you get closed. So for instance, everyone probably sees the same ad for the first time that they ever hear about your company. It's usually some kind of video ad that explains, hey, we're the new water bottle guys on the market. We wanted to come out with a water bottle that did this and this, did this and did this. So we came out with the new Hydro Flask 2.0, and that is what our company is about. You can get a bottle today at the link, right? Like that's the ad, that the first one that everyone sees. And if you click on it and you don't buy, then you're going to see some testimonial ads. And if you watch 75% of the video or more, then you're going to see some different ads. And they just have this entire system of ads created for people in order to actually make this work. And the issue is that a lot of new business owners, they don't see the entire system of ads that is actually all needing to be in place in order for the system to be profitable as a whole. They just see, oh, look at this company is running an ad for just buy our water bottle. So let's run an ad for the, people should buy our stuff, right? And then they, let's say that you're a fashion designer and you're trying to sell your new clothing. You say, okay, let's run some ads that says, okay, you know, new t-shirt available, 50% off. And you even model it after this water bottle ad you see. And you just waste all this money because it's not profitable. Now, there's a billion different reasons for why this could be. And that right there is the singular biggest issue, is that when you run ads as a beginner trying to sell your product, it's very hard to know what the hell is not working when something is not working. For instance, if you run, let's say you create one ad and you run it to people and they've seen it three times. You've shown it to this smaller audience. You find like 30,000 people on Facebook when you go into Ads Manager and you create your ad set, and you find like 30,000 laser targeted people that you think will be great to show your water bottle to. You run the ads to them and you can see that your frequency is over 3, which means that the average person in that list has seen your ad at least 3 times. Now, no one has still bought yet. Let's say that some people have bought, all right? You've gotten a few sales, not nearly as much as you thought. I would hope you'd get some sales if you've shown 30,000 people your ad an average of 3 times. Now, of course, that average is made up of some people seeing it 6 times and some people seeing it 1. But overall, your frequency is 3. So what does that mean? That means that either your ad isn't very good, your ad needs to show to them more times because we can't even get conclusive information until they've seen it at least 10 times. So maybe they will buy if they see it a few more times. That's just going to cost us a few more $1,000 to show it to them. So that might be it. We're not sure. It's a few thousand dollars to test if that's the theory. It could be that your website is untrustworthy. It could be that your reviews, you don't have enough of them or they're not good enough. It could be that your website loading speed is not fast enough. It could be that your shipping cost is too much when they get to checkout. It could be the fact that you don't have abandoned cart emails, or the fact that the subject lines of those abandoned cart emails aren't really good enough to get people to open the emails. It could also be the fact that you may not have retargeting ads, or maybe you do, but they're not good ads. Maybe some of them are good, maybe some of them are bad. You don't know, okay? And that's the problem with when new businesses try to test offers through ads. Maybe everything could be awesome, but if all you did was instead of 1 for $30, you put it for 2 for $40, like that was the difference maker. And all you're left with is guesses, okay? And unless you test these things one at a time, then you can never know what actually did it for you, right? If you tweaked all of those things at once and then it started working, you'd be like, I don't know if it was a combination of all the things or some of the things or what, or maybe some things started working worse for you. You wouldn't have any control to do your split test with, right? So you'd just be testing marketing, but you would never be getting conclusive data from, you know, your data. Like it would never tell you, oh, for sure, this was the switch that did it for you. All right. So that is the main way that businesses who are very actively trying to grow their account, so they're actually spending money on paid ads, and they go out there and they try to model what other companies are doing, which is just trying to sell their stuff through Facebook ads, and they model it. And if it works, amazing. That means that your marketing, your website, your offer, your upsells, your emails, literally everything worked. That's the only way to make e-commerce work profitably with ads, okay? It has to all work very well. You have to be great at everything. And like 5 years ago, the ads were cheap enough that you could be good at everything and probably be profitable. Now you have to be great at everything in order for a chance to be profitable. And the thing is a lot of times when businesses are new and they don't even know if their offer works, then that could be the whole issue. Like if your product isn't desirable enough, or you're selling it to the wrong market with the wrong marketing pitch, then it doesn't even matter how good your website looks or how good your upsells are or whatever else. Like none of that even matters, because you won't be accomplishing the main things that need to be accomplished in order to get sales at all. So that's why it's very complicated as people who aren't genius marketers, because it, like, marketing takes years before, you know, you can call yourself a marketing genius. It is something that people will have natural talent in, I've seen, just like everything, but also just like everything else, it is an acquired skill, and it takes years to be excellent at marketing, okay, and advertising and crafting some kind of hook and angle, an offer that consistently works over and over, and you can create a repeatable sales process out of it. It's very hard to do this on your first try. Like, you'd have to be quite the prodigy. And even then, it probably is not going to work. Life just doesn't work like that. It doesn't like these very difficult tasks to be that easy for people, okay? So it's just difficult, all right? And especially if you're testing a product, you're not going to know if it was your website or your sales process or if it was the product itself, and it doesn't give you conclusive data. So that is the process that most of you are doing. The one last thing I'll say about it before I teach you the way that I would recommend you do it instead is that when you run these ads and it doesn't work and it doesn't get you sales, you are literally left with nothing because the data is inconclusive and none of them follow you. Because when you see an ad for, hey, buy our stuff, you don't say, I don't want to buy it, but I'll follow you. You just go on, right? You just move on. You either buy it or you don't. So when you run ads to just buy our stuff, you're not going to gain emails. You're not going to gain followers out of it. All you're going to gain is some kind of brand awareness if they can remember what your actual brand name is. Otherwise, you'll have no contact information. Unless they buy, you're not getting their email. So not a good way to do it. Great way, once you have your marketing perfect and everything else perfect, then it's a very scalable process. But it's not where new businesses should start. This is where I prefer telling people to start. So instead of making all the pressure on you to create an awesome marketing angle with a series of ads for, oh, if they watch it this long, they see these ads next, and then they see these ads, and this whole system of ads and getting it all correct out of the gate, I prefer to simplify it and just look for an audience who is interested in my offer first. Then I get that audience who I know is interested in my offer to follow me on Instagram, to give me their email, to like my Facebook page, to subscribe to my YouTube, to do all of those things before I make them an offer. So I secure their contact everywhere. And the way that we do this, the way that we get all of these people's contact information, but only that of those of people who actually want your offer, is by doing what people have done for decades. And that is that you run a giveaway for that specific product. Because what happens is when we run a giveaway for this offer, the only people that enter, and I mean the only people that enter, are those who actually want your product. They at least want it enough for free. And of that massive amount of people who enter for to get it for free, there is still a very good amount of them that would pay for it. And maybe they won't pay for it right then, but they will buy it eventually. And because we gain their email and their follow and all this other source of information from them, we will eventually get this sale from them. As an example for my own business, you know, I just did a bunch of calls with those of you on the podcast over the last couple weeks here for those looking for a new mentor for 2021. And gotta say, it was a blast talking to all of you and getting to know your businesses. So that was absolutely awesome. I'm super glad I did that. But the funny thing was, is that some of you had been listening to me for like over a year, right? Or like over 6 months, 8 months before you ever considered even working with me in a larger capacity. And that's the same thing with a lot of your customers, as well as yourself. You don't give business to every business that you meet the day that you hear about them. And it's the same with your customers. So running ads to just buy your stuff right away is a failing strategy until you have everything working for you and you have this beautiful website with all of these reviews and all this stuff that people are going to want to know about you in order for you to have a chance to gain their business on that first day. So instead, it's just easier to run an ad where we say, hey, if you want to win this for free, enter here. Okay. We don't make this whole complex system of ads. We just say, hey, if you want to win this water bottle, which does this, this, and this, just go ahead and follow us on Instagram and then enter your email here. Of course, the wording is much better than that when you actually look at how some of these ads that I create for giveaways look, and they are very professional. I don't do any of these type of giveaways that are like tag three friends or follow everyone that we're following. I never do any of that gimmicky crap like that. And that's why most people, when I tell them about that I run giveaways, is how I actually gain thousands of followers and get tens of thousands of sales from these giveaways. At the end of the giveaway, I get massive amounts of sales. The reason why is because I'm not running giveaways at all like the ones that you're seeing out there. 99% of them are done completely wrong. Okay. Like if you do not get at least 1,000 entries from your giveaway, you did it completely wrong. All right. So understand that most people do it wrong. And if you're going to model anyone else out there, you're going to do it wrong too, because literally I've never seen anyone who knows how to do it like I do, or get the results that I've seen people that I teach this get. Okay. So pay very close attention to this episode. Now here's the magic of it. All right. After all of these people give us their email and follow us on Instagram, then we go over to the next page where it says, all right, you've got your entry. If you would like to improve your chances to win, you can gain additional entries by liking our Facebook page, subscribing to our YouTube, commenting on this YouTube video. When I do this for the podcast, I do review the podcast. When I do it for my e-commerce business, you know, we're trying to grow on TikTok, I'll be like, follow us on TikTok. So literally whatever your business needs, you need more customer information, hey, fill out this survey about what product you like most on our website. Literally whatever you need, you create as an additional entry. Do all of them do it? No, of course not. But the people who really want to win, aka the people who are your most targeted customers, are going to go crazy at this part. They love it. They gain all these additional entries. So we make it pretty easy for them to get the first entry. We're not be like, tag 10 friends to get an entry, because no one wants to do that, okay? No one wants to tag their friends, because no one actually tags people that matter. They just tag their best friend who won't kill them for tagging them in a giveaway. Tell me I'm wrong, right? The only people you tag when someone says tag someone is, here's my best friend that won't kill me for tagging them in this giveaway. But it's rarely like, here's a targeted customer you should meet. So I don't do any of that crap, all right? Then you get all of these additional entries. So that's how I populate every one of my social media platforms at once. I don't have time to post every day on every single one of them before it takes multiple years before I gain followers. I want all the followers that I want in 2 to 4 weeks, and then I will post to a following rather than post to no one until I eventually get one, okay? If you haven't found out yet, the organic reach on Instagram is so dead right now. Listen to my last episode, that if you're trying to grow a following just from posting, you are wasting so much time trying to do so that it's just not going to pay off for you. You need to leverage spending money on your business to actually gain an audience at this point. And then Instagram is an amazing platform. If you have an audience to sell to, Instagram is an incredible platform. And I firmly believe that it is the number one social media for actually converting followers into sales right now with the amount of tools that Instagram gives us. So we absolutely want them over there, but we're just not going to gain followers from posting anymore. And part of the reason, apart from the organic reach being dead, is because we are in an unfollower epidemic, if you haven't found out yet, because you're part of it too. People aren't actively looking for new accounts to follow on Instagram. They're looking for who they can cut ties with. So we have to give them extra incentives to follow us by running contests and doing these things that our competitors aren't doing to give us the leverage of why we're a better account to follow than our competitors. All right. So now after this point, okay, we've run a giveaway for whatever we're trying to sell. If we're in e-commerce, we're just going to give away, you know, either one or multiple or like some kind of package. Of course, we're going to make an awesome prize. So if it's that water bottle, if it's like a $30 water bottle, yeah, I'm probably going to give away like multiple of them or give away other stuff with it to make an actual like prize that people want to win. But let's say like I'm a coach. Okay. Now, if you're a B2B coach like me, where I coach other businesses, this is a little bit harder to run, because when I give away free coaching and consulting, you have to know me to want that, right? So it's a little bit harder for cold traffic to care about this giveaway, but it's phenomenal for me to run to my current audience, and I can take all my podcast listeners like you guys and say, all right, to enter to win one of my free courses, follow me on Instagram, like my Facebook page, you know, and do all these other things. But in e-commerce, it works incredible, because you can get all these new followers because you're just giving away this product that, you know, cold traffic doesn't have to be like, well, what's the company? Like, they're like, oh, you're giving away this like product that I can see. That's plenty trustworthy enough, because they're not giving you money. They don't need to like genuinely trust you from the bottom of their hearts and see all these testimonials in order to, you know, trust you enough to give you their email just to enter the contest. They barely have to trust you in order to do this. But that allows us to run these ads one or two times to people before they enter. Okay. I'm getting a little off track here, but that was the other point that I missed before is when people are going to buy something, you got to run that ad to them 10 to 15 times. When people are going to enter your giveaway, they only need to see it one or two times before they decide to enter. So it costs us way less to gain their email, Instagram follow, Facebook page like, YouTube, literally all of these other things that we want is much cheaper than running an ad to them that they see 15 times and never buy and never give us any kind of information at all, okay? And that is literally what 90% of people are doing out there, and it is what 99% of marketing experts are telling people to do, and it was a sound strategy 5 years ago when Facebook ads were super cheap, but now because it costs 3 to 4 times the amount per click than it did about a year or two ago, then your marketing needs to be perfect in order for it to be profitable, so it's not a good place to start at anymore at all, all right? Now, back to the coaches that can make this work for them. B2B, it's harder. B2C, no problem. Let's say you're a sleep and anxiety coach and you do a lot of teaching people what kind of nutrients that they should be supplementing with and that they should use blue light glasses during the day to help them get better REM sleep and, you know, wear this night mask or use these blackout curtains. Okay, do a giveaway for these products that help you people increase their sleep. Because if the problem that is solved by the product you are giving away is the same as the problem that is solved by the program you are trying to sell, you are attracting a very hyper-targeted customer, okay? Because these aren't people that are interested in your market, right? If you're like a fitness coach, let's say I'm a fitness coach and I'm trying to sell my like 30-day massive bicep course, all right? Or like massive arms. In the next 30 days, we're gonna double your arm size, blah, blah, blah. I could give away just like general fitness stuff and attract a general fitness audience, or I could give away specific products for like bicep and tricep workouts and stuff like that and sell it around the premise of like, this is going to be a kit to improve your arm mass. And I'm going to find people that are not just interested in fitness, but are interested in solving the specific problem of getting bigger arms. How much easier is it for me to sell a course on how to get bigger arms to people who just entered a giveaway for products related to that same problem rather than a giveaway that was giving away an Amazon gift card, a drone, or even just like general fitness stuff? Okay, we want to give away specific things that tell us that the only people entering into this giveaway have the same problem of what I'm about to sell them.
Hey, Bar and Grill fans, it's Jim with Madhouse Bar Talk, where me and my co-hosts sit around and talk about the things going on around Madhouse Bar and Grill in Elyria, Ohio. The whole conversation is unscripted, uncensored, and unedited. Anywhere where you stream podcasts, just remember, Madhouse Bar Talks, baby.
I've seen coaches literally add anywhere from 1,000 to over 10,000 Instagram followers within the couple weeks that they run this contest, and also get thousands on their YouTube, on their email list. Even if you got 500 from it, how awesome would that be to just add 500 new Instagram followers that the only people that comprise these 500 are people who care about your offer. Not, oh, this is a pretty page, I'll follow. No, I want what they are selling. They're following you under the premise that they want to buy your stuff. Even if you could add 100, 200, 300, 500, of those people, you can imagine how much easier your business would be to run. But when I see these people add, you know, 1 to 10,000 of these highly targeted customers as followers within just a couple weeks' time, the amount that their business instantly grows is unreal. If you can add some serious numbers to your email list, to your social followings, and your sales numbers all at once, that's the best thing that an online business could do nowadays. So let's talk about the very end of this, because the magic of this strategy is actually not over. Now that these people have followed us everywhere, there's actually a couple weeks, you know, between the time that they enter and the giveaway ends. So in between that time, we make sure that they get to know us. So if you're a coach, you're going to tell them your story. You're going to send them some extra emails. You're going to let them know about, you know, what you sell and all this other good stuff. If you're in e-commerce, you're going to send them information that is very interesting to them, but also information that may lead to the sale of your offer and may make it easier for us to sell it to them in just a little bit. So in between the time that they enter the giveaway and before the giveaway is over, that is when we use this time to make sure that they really know who we are and what we're selling so that we can get tremendous results at the end. Because the last step is we say, hey guys, this is the person who won the giveaway. We had 3,284 people enter. This person won. For the 3,283 of you who lost, thank you so much for playing. As a consolation prize, you can get 30% off our entire website over the next week, okay? Where we just make some kind of amazing offer to these people at the end. So within 2 to 4 weeks, it's completely dependent on how long you want to run the giveaway, okay? I usually do 2 weeks, but people that are looking to go crazy on it and spend thousands on the advertising here, you know, might go longer. And as far as what you have to spend, it is whatever you want. Okay. Literally whatever your business can handle, but no matter what, spend your money, your advertising budget on this strategy before you do anything else. Okay. It's really going to get you, the followers and the emails and all this stuff that you want in a much quicker fashion. And it's just much more secure. Okay. So just to go over some results that I've seen from this, I've taught this to roughly 75 different businesses at this point. And I'll tell you of the best result that I've seen, and I'll tell you of one of the worst results I've seen of someone doing this model. The best result that I saw, someone was doing, he was trying to sell more duck hunting trips. Okay. Like literally his company was just selling, come out to my land and duck hunt with me for 3 days and stay in this lodge. And, how could we get an audience of people who want to go duck hunting? Well, what we do is we do a giveaway for a 3 day duck hunting trip. And we spent about $3,500 on advertising. This gained over 7,000 Instagram followers and emails, a few thousand Facebook page likes and YouTube subscribers. And then at the end of it, we said, this is the one person who won. For the 7,000 of you who lost, so sorry, but if you book your duck hunting trip within the next week, you can get 20% off. And he did $58,000 in sales. So we turned $3,500 into 7K followers and $58,000 in sales in a 2 week period. Now, that is what happens when you have a great offer. Here's what happens when your offer is in the testing phase and you have no idea if your offer will work and it ends up not working as well as you want. Because this is a phenomenal strategy to do to test an offer. Because what a lot of businesses do, if they don't do the Facebook paid ad route and spend thousands to learn that their offer doesn't work, they just let it sit on their website for years until no one has bought it so many times over years that they're like, you know what? Maybe this product doesn't sell, all right? And that is a huge problem. If you have an unworking offer, you want to get your attention and time away from it as soon as possible. You are literally working on a project that you could work on for years, and every second you are spending on it right now is actually a complete waste of time. I am talking to my former self right now. Whenever you hear me be like, do this, you dumbass, I'm talking to my former self, all right? It's because I sat on a product for 2.5 years that I never ran enough traffic to ever get conclusive data to. We just sat on it and worked on it for 2.5 years until finally we said, you know what? This product is not going to work. And that amount of time, had I just been able to figure it out right away, I wouldn't have spent 2.5 years working on a product in the background that was never going to even see the light of day. All right. So that's why product testing and just figuring out whether it's going to work or not is very important. All right. So let's say that you're a fashion designer or you're an artist, and you're coming up with this brand new product that the world has never seen before, and we want to figure out if people are going to like it. So what we do is we run a giveaway for your new painting, okay? Maybe you're an artist and you're going to turn this painting into print-on-demand canvases, but before you do all this work to set up your website and everything, you just want to make sure that people even care about it. So you run a giveaway for maybe even the original art piece, or you just give away for the print, okay? You have all these people that enter it, and the only people who enter are people who want that specific painting, okay? The people who entered want your specific painting. If you cannot sell it to that list of people, just scrap the product. You have conclusive data that the most targeted possible list of people did not buy it. So there's just no chance for it to work with less targeted people. And now you know. If it works, excellent. then you know for sure that you have a great offer. So let's say that you're an artist. Okay, this happened to someone that went through this process, and they did a giveaway for their new art. They gained over 1,000 followers. Okay, we spent $500 on advertising. They gained over 1,000 followers. And at the end of it, we said, this is the one person who won, 999 of you. Sorry, here's your discount code if you want it still. And he only sold like $250 at the end. So we spent $500 on advertising, gained 1,000 followers, and then he sold $250 worth of product in the end. And huge loss, right? That was literally the worst case scenario that could happen. Is he knew, all right, if I only sold $250 to this list, there needs to be some new designs. And that is actually someone I work with closely. And now he's come up with 12 new pieces of art. And we're about to run this again with his new art and see if this time it converts better. But even though it had failed in essence, he got all of this advertising experience for one, all this other data on his customers and all this other know-how and 1,000 more followers as well as 1,000 more emails that now he actually has a substantial business with good assets that we can test these paintings to that audience, right? We can just send an email that says, would you buy this? No? All right. Okay. You know, a little more complex than that, but having an audience is very necessary because no one wants to buy your product if you have less than 1,000 followers. Okay. If you are running ads, and you have less than 1,000 followers trying to sell something, people just think it's weird that you have less than 1,000 followers. So if you want to gain 1,000 followers in like 2 weeks, this is the way to do it. Now, I led you barely astray on this episode. Okay. Because here's the deal.
Are you interested in small businesses? My name is David C. Barnett, and I've been podcasting and producing YouTube videos about buying, selling, financing, and managing small and medium-sized businesses for almost 10 years. I'm a former business broker and have owned and operated several businesses, and I've been advising business owners since the 1990s. Each week, I create a new podcast which answers one of your questions, and I've always got amazing, exciting guests. You can find me on YouTube by going to smallbusinessanddealmakingpodcast.com or just search David Barnett Small Business in any podcasting app to find me. I look forward to seeing you around.
I have been teaching this strategy for a long time. It is by far and away the best strategy for anyone that is looking to gain an initial audience, needs help with offers, needs some initial experience running Facebook ads, and is not looking to blow $5,000 to get good at them. If you want this kind of strategy, this is not something that I can teach you on a podcast episode. This is not something that I can even teach you how to do in under 5 hours, okay? If you think that I could, it's because you have a very limited understanding of it right now. Okay, that's all I can explain. I literally just explained the very macroscopic model in these 30 minutes that I could. Now, there's a lot of people that hear my little pitch, like I've basically just told you here, of the macroscopic model. They go out and try to do it. Currently, of the 1,000 people that have tried to do it, zero have done it correctly. Like I said, if you do not get a minimum of 1,000 entries, you did it completely wrong, okay? The amount of people that I've seen do it even remotely right is zero besides me and the students who I actually teach this through a program, all right? So if you don't want to hear about how I could actually teach you how to do this and literally gain thousands of followers over the next couple of weeks and then pay for the entire investment within a couple of weeks from the sales of this process, then you can turn off the podcast now. But I'd be doing you a disservice if I told you that go listen to my other 100 podcast episodes is a better idea than doing this. Then go listen to all this other free information is a better idea than doing this. I cannot come up with a better idea for what you should be doing in your business right now than the strategy that I just told you. So please allow me to tell you how I can get you these results and how I can make you your investment back very easily. Okay. So I have two basic processes for teaching people how to do this. One of this is a course called Social Launch Formula. It literally takes you through. It's about 7 hours long. And then there's another 5 hours of extended training just so you can see exactly how to do it. All right. The 7 hours, and you don't have to watch all of that, but it's just there so that you can't fuck it up. All right. Cause there's plenty of ways to screw this up. If you haven't learned in online entrepreneurship yet, there's a billion ways that you can screw up everything that you're being taught from anyone. All right. And that is not okay with me for anyone who tries to do this, because I've done this strategy so many times by now that it's just down to a science. So over that course, you go click by click through and you watch me create every little bit of it, the landing pages, the emails that I give you, the templates to the emails, I give you the templates to the landing pages, everything that I could possibly just do already for you has been done. So you literally just have to copy and paste and just watch the video and click along with it, and you can't mess it up. On top of that, I'm so confident in the strategy that I actually had someone reach out to me and say, hey, Derek, your strategy is great and all, but I don't have time to learn it and do it. How much would I have to pay you to just go do this for me? And of course, that was pretty expensive, and it's not something that I typically do for people. But I said, all right, I'll do it for you on one condition. You have to let me record the entire process and then put that in my course. So there is a company that sells art supplies, and these are not like paintbrushes and like basic stuff. These are chemicals that you mix onto like the canvas, and it does like all of these things. Like, I had to understand the chemistry of it. I had no idea what the product did. I took over his business. I spent $800 on advertising, turned it into 1,300 entries and $3,800 in sales. So I literally over 4X'd his money, almost 5X'd his money, and gained him 1,300 entries over those 2 weeks for a business that I had never seen before. Well, I knew the guy before, but I had never gotten in there. He gave me his website, gave me access to his Instagram, just had me do literally everything. And I recorded every click of the way. So you can watch me do this for a brand new business, because I can literally do this for any business and it's going to work 99% of the time, all right? Because even if it doesn't get you the sales you want, we're gonna have such conclusive data and you're gonna have such a huge following that it's just, you can't screw this up. If you follow the process and the program and you just watch the training, you cannot possibly screw this up. If you try to go out and do this from my podcast, you have a very small chance of actually doing this correctly. But I'd be wrong to just tell you to listen to all these other podcasts and hashtag this and do geotags this way, because it just doesn't work anymore, guys. All right. This has always been the way to grow followers fast, but this is really the way that if you want to gain over 1,000 Instagram followers over the next couple of weeks, this is literally the only way to do it that is not going to get you a highly untargeted audience who doesn't give a shit about what you post. This is how to get a bunch of people who really care about what you're doing, who will buy your product someday, to follow you, and how to get it in the next couple of weeks. All right. So my social launch formula is a course. It's $597. It walks you through exactly how to do it. You can pick that up at the link in the description. I have one other way though, because there's still this source of error for, yeah, but what if I write the ads wrong? Or what if I have questions along the way? What if I can't do it? Okay, there's plenty of people, smart people, who would love to just do this whole thing with me. So I have a program now where you get the course, but you also get to talk to me every single week that you go through this course and talk to me throughout the entire way. Make sure you do everything right by Facebook ads. Make sure your website is as good as it could be. Your content looks good. Write the ads with me. You want to do everything with me just so you can make sure that you get the maximum amount of results. I also have a program for that. That is by application only. I just want to make sure that your business would be a good fit for it, but I only have a couple spots left in that. This is the same thing that I've been talking about over the last couple of weeks. There is more to it than just teaching the giveaway. Okay. You actually get me as a business mentor apart from that. But you know, we largely focus on doing the strategy for people when they're a new business, just so that we can get your business instantly started online and have assets and customers to actually play with and survey and build your business in a safe way, without, you know, spending thousands unprofitably, to finally get the data we need. This is a way that you can spend a couple $100 and have a business instantly. But obviously this is a complex process. Otherwise everyone would be doing it. Okay. It took me a long time before I had this down. I've had my ad account shut down by Facebook multiple times because they don't love giveaways. So I had to figure out the exact way they want me to word it in the ways they don't, what I need to put on my on the websites and all this stuff to make it comply. All right. So all of that. So if you want to do this kind of process, if this makes a lot of sense for your business, this program is a pay as you go monthly rate, but you do get the course just for joining, and the first month is less than the course. So if you want to do it with me, you can get the course and end the weekly coaching calls with it to go through the entire course. And then you can cancel at the end or you can keep staying. It doesn't matter. It's just as long as you need me. So you can apply through that in the description. Or if you want to look at the course and you don't want any extra help from me, then you can look at that as well. And just the last thing that I'll say about it is, guys, you literally don't even have to pay any money today. Like, if you want to buy Social Launch Formula with $0 down today using PayPal credit, you can. And then you don't have to pay anything for 6 months with 0% interest. So if you just believe that if I had the exact strategy on how to do this, I have enough confidence in me and my business that I can go out there and I can run this strategy, do it exactly by the books like Derek is telling me, and I can earn at least $600 in sales over the next 6 months to pay for the course. So literally, it is a no-brainer decision for you. If you need sales, you need following, and you don't have money right now, no problem. Give me $0. I'll give you all of the information, and you have 6 months to pay it back, which is more than enough time to run this strategy multiple times. So I hope you know that literally, if you want to do this and you're still not buying it, that it is only because you don't believe in yourself to do it, because I am giving you the exact process on how to do it. I'm giving you an extra video of me doing this for an unknown business and producing phenomenal results with them. You also get to be in a group with other students who have done this and talk to them. You get to chat with me the entire way. So literally, if you are scared of, oh, I don't have money right now, I just told you it's $0. So just know that it is you saying, I don't have confidence in my ability to execute. I don't have the confidence in my business. That is all that is really happening right there. And I would be doing you a disservice if I didn't help you realize what is actually going on in your mind when you're making decisions as a business owner, because that kind of shit does not fly in the business world. You have to be decisive. You have to be willing to take action. You have to be willing to see a strategy that is exactly what you need and do it. Okay. So if you want my help with this, guys, like I told you, I've had about 75 people go through this process now, and I told you the best and the worst results from it. And I'm pretty sure you'd probably be cool accepting either one of them. But if you want to get the same results that you've been getting for however long you've been on Instagram, then by all means, unsubscribe from this podcast. Don't do that. But you know, just keep doing what you're doing. Okay. That might even be listening to my podcast, listen to my podcast, go to YouTube, all of that stuff. Okay. I had all these ideas for what I wanted today's podcast to be about. And if I didn't do this episode, I'd just be screwing you over. Because if to tell you any differently of how to actually grow on Instagram nowadays is just a lie at this point. All right. This is how to do it with the proper audience. You want to grow on Instagram, get thousands of followers that don't care about what you're posting? I can teach you a bunch of different ways. You want to get a couple thousand followers in the next couple of weeks that care about what you're doing and then buy your stuff in the next couple of weeks and follow you everywhere? This is the only way. If you find a better way, tell me. I will denounce the strategy immediately. I've been doing this strategy for over 2 years. I've been doing this strategy for 3 years now, and it took me over a year of doing it just myself before I started teaching it to anyone else. And now that I've taught it to this many people in businesses and every industry, okay, as long as your offer is B2C, if you have a B2C offer, if you're selling directly to the customer, this can work for your business without a doubt, okay? But it is gonna take some work. So if you're willing to do the 2 to 4 weeks of hard work that your competitors are not, if you're willing to invest in your education, like most of your competitors are not, and that's why they're failing and they're going to fail, because you just can't do it alone and expect you to grow with the online marketing community at the rate that it's growing. If you haven't realized yet, every week online marketing is different. So if you're trying to innovate, it's very hard to keep up, right? You're innovating behind the curve of things that have already been invented. This is something that I've been doing for a very long time. I have it down to a T. If you can follow directions and you give a shit about your business, you're ready for a few thousand more followers over the next couple of weeks, and you want to get it for sure, this is the only most proven way to do so. And I've made it very affordable for new businesses. So please, if you put your trust in me with this, whether you get the course or you want the guided help, and there's only 7 more spots for the guided help. So, you know, by the time you listen to this, it might be closed. Just go to the link. And if you see the application is still open, it's open. If not, check out the course. You can get it for $0 down today and pay for it within the next couple you know, weeks or months of you executing. And if you don't love it within 14 days, I'll give you a complete refund. All right. So you literally have nothing to lose except for what you're currently doing right now, which has caused you to listen to a podcast episode on how to gain a few thousand followers over the next couple of weeks. Why? Because you don't currently know how to do so. So I love you, but I'm just telling you, if you want me to just actually get your business results right away, stop listening to all my random podcast episodes. Stop listening to all these random YouTube episodes. Follow a concrete structure that will get you emails, followers, and sales within a couple weeks in the most proven way out there, and follow a proven process rather than try to reinvent the wheel. So I would love to see you guys in the program, would love to see you on the weekly calls too, and go through this program with me. This is something that I'll be offering for a long time now. And the reason why is because this strategy is not going away. It has literally been used for decades at home shows and such, where they do giveaways for free roofs and windows and stuff, just to get people who are interested in a roof or windows to stop. It has literally been used for years to gain an audience of targeted customers. Give away the offer you're trying to sell, gain a list of targeted people from that list, and then try to sell them. That's how we get followers and sell them, rather than run ads that get us neither sales or followers. So guys, that is the episode. If you have any questions, DM me. But for the love of God, if you are serious about your business, I just told you the best way to get results. And if you find a better way, do that. But if not, let's just do this course together, baby. Let's do big things. I can't wait to meet you soon. And, you know, obviously I got more podcast episodes coming, but this episode is about for the serious business owners who are saying, look, Derek, I've been listening to your podcast for a long time and I have only gained 200 followers. What's the deal? This is what the deal is. I just told you the only way to actually get the results that you were hoping to get out of Instagram. Otherwise, it's going to be a chug along post as you go game. Then keep listening to the podcast. I'll give you little tricks to get slightly more impression from hashtags here and there, slightly more followers here and there. But nothing that I can teach you as far as organic methods is going to be nearly as strong as the method that I just told you. So love y'all, and I will talk to you next week.